Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
X-Man, and this is new music from Sawana and the Children of God. This is called Push to Get to the Promise. This is Real Gospel.
Yeah.
Trail Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. I'm joined by an anointed woman of God, Sawana of the Children of God. Sawana, welcome to Real Gospel.
Thank you, and hello to you and everyone that's listening.
Yes, I have a cousin named Sawana. That's her first name, last name Jenkins. She lives in North Carolina. Yes. So
that's a very uncommon name. So that's kind of odd to hear.
Mm-hmm. Now, does your name have a particular meaning?
Now, that I was never told.
Okay. Okay.
I just thought I'd ask.
Well, to the listeners who are not familiar with you because they found Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior on yesterday, and so this is all brand spanking new to them, please tell them a little bit about yourself, how you grew up, and how you first fell in love with Jesus.
Thank you so much for asking. I am a mother. I would like to always throw that in first. First of all, I'm a child of the King, and I have been on this journey. I've been singing since I was 4 years old. I'm a mother. I'm a wife. I am a salon owner. Well, that's a hairstylist for over 30 years. I am also an evangelist, and I just love the Lord, and I'm just so grateful that I made Him my choice. That pretty much sums it up with me. That's a little bit about my career, but more than anything, I'm grateful that I am saved, sanctified, and the Holy Ghost filled.
Okay, I hear you now. I hear you. Saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost, as we used to say in the church.
Yes.
Yeah, I ain't mad at you. And so you said that you own a salon. How is your business doing, you know, in the age of COVID? How are you coping?
I would have to say that, first of all, I'm grateful that I am still open, you know, during the pandemic. Of a second time around. I think one time we kind of went through a pandemic before, not of this nature, and my doors remained open. So I don't take that lightly. Although, you know, pretty much not working, but the doors are open. I'm grateful that I'm still in business, rather, and God is still providing, even in lack of business. Mm-hmm. That just shows that He is a providing God. You know, so often I remember one time being told, you can run a business with 5 clients. And I was like, oh, that's got to be a lie. But I got down sometime to no clients and the door stayed open. Can't nobody do that but God.
Amen. Amen. And just as a business owner, and particularly in this climate, is there any advice that you can give as a salon owner to other salon owners in terms of some things that you have learned, you know, and just trying to, as you say, you know, to keep your doors open and God is blessing, but just any tips, any suggestions, just anything, any advice you can, things that you've just learned?
Well, you know, when I started this journey, I was born to do hair. I didn't go to school to learn to do. This was born in
me. I know what you mean.
It was a born thing.
You got that gift.
And it really is it was a difference. You know, you got people, you can go to school and learn how to be a painter. But then when you got people that are just a natural artist, it don't take as much. It don't require as much. It just require more stability, because a lot of times it's kind of hard to get a stable when you really be, you know, gifted in a certain area. I just find that with anything. But what I would say to an entrepreneur, and especially a salon owner, you know, just really, really stay faith-based. Because, you know, we're like counselors, and, you know, a lot of times when people are coming in to be serviced, you really have to have that gift of discernment to know what conversations to engage in, what conversations not to engage in, and then how to give them a word of encouragement. Because remember, life and death lies in the power of our tongue. So if we say the wrong word, it can cause death. If we say the right word, it can cause others to live. And so in whatever journey, remember to speak life declare life, even when you're walking, just like I did. I opened this business on a faith walk. I had $1,500, didn't know how it was going to happen. All I knew is that it was my season, and thank God, here it is almost 20 years later, and I'm still standing only by the grace of God. So what I would say to any other entrepreneurs, especially in this field, is stay focused, stay the course, and just kind of have your, even if you didn't go in it with a business plan, it's never too late to get one.
Amen. Amen. So, I like that. I'm inspired. I don't do hair, but but I'm inspired. But I know what you mean. And so that takes us to, you know, music and these other gifts that God has anointed you and given unto you. And I love the song, Push to Get to the Promise. What's that all about?
Well, thank you so much for asking. I went through a very, very dark time of my life. Like I tell people all the time, this song is not a song that rhymes. This song is a lived journey, a lived experience. I lived this song. And so that's how the song was birthed out a couple of years ago. I lost my sister unexpectedly.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And it took me to a very, very dark place. I mean, so dark that I literally declared death every day. I just asked God to let me die. I begged him to let me die. I cried, and I would get angry when he would wake me up. And so one night, I thought that God was really getting ready to answer my prayer, and he was going to allow me to die because I was shaking, I was scratching. And I was like, either I'm having a nervous breakdown or I'm really getting ready to die. So God, thank you, you know, for answering my prayers. However, the Lord whispered two words to me, and those two words was push and promise. And prior to just humming me a lullaby, and that next, I don't remember falling off to sleep, but it was as if he just wrapped me in his arms and just hummed me to sleep. And before humming me to sleep, it was just, he didn't whisper but two words, and that was push and promise. And that next morning when I woke up, it seemed as though I had been asleep a long time, and I was so rejuvenated when I woke up. And trust me, the pain wasn't gone, but I felt as though I could endure it. And I began to change my language, and really God began to change my story. I went from saying, God, let me die, to I'm not going to die in this. And I started declaring that I was going to live and not die. And just like that, God renewed my strength, and daily I began to push because I knew that my promise was on the other side of the push. And so didn't know that it was going to turn into a song. However, this is a lived journey, and just like I would encourage so many others, you got to push to get to the promise, because remember, all promises of God are yea and amen. And so just as I began to get encouraged and feel rejuvenated, 8 months after that, my sister's only child was killed in broad daylight. And I had to then remind myself that I wasn't going to die in this, that I was going to push, because I have to get to the promises. Because remember, God cannot even return until those promises that work that he started be manifested. So we're just grateful that we have the strength to exercise that faith to be able to push.
Amen. I am so sorry for the loss of your sister and your nephew. And that's just an inspiring testimony. And I just know that it encouraged me as well as those listening to you at this very moment. You have the children of God with you on this song and this project. Who are they?
Those are our nieces, nephews, and my son that plays the keyboard is actually my producer. Mm-hmm. So he produced, the song. And so pretty much we're a family group. When the group originated, it was just all of my children, me and my children. They actually started the group. But some of them, that when they got older, they decided that they didn't want to focus more on their career. However, God also then began to send others that was connected to the family, other family members that was able to continue and carry out the vision.
Your voice is powerful, and you definitely carry the anointing with you when you speak. I just got to tell you, it's what's the old church cliche? It arrests my attention as soon as I was like, whoa, so it just does. So in the closing moments, tell us a little bit about the forthcoming, the rest of the music. What can we expect from you all?
Yes, we're actually going to be releasing in a full project the first quarter of God Say the Same, and we have some other songs. And generally, I will say that a lot of the songs that the Lord gives me is always to encourage others to go after those promises. And you know, it's so amazing that, you know, when I think back, I say, Lord, I don't want to be like a, you know, like it's like it's always gloom and doom, but it's not. It's really, you know, when I think about it, it's the songs that God gives us are always relevant for whatever time zone we're in. And so we're grateful for that we've been able to live through some experiences that for some it would have taken them out. But with us, praise God, with the help of God, we've been able to live through it. And so I just want to encourage you guys to stay connected. And I pray that you guys can get the music and that even on your dark days, you can remind yourself that you have to push to get to the promise, because your promise is on the other side of the push, and you cannot die in the press.
Amen. Amen. Those are some encouraging words. You are encouraging and inspiring so many people, so many people. And as we begin to wrap up, how can the listeners find out more about you, more about your music and ministry?
You can reach me on all of my social media sites, Sawana and COG. That's my Instagram name. Also, you can on Facebook, you can look us up, Sawana and the Children of God, or myself personally, you can Sawana Springfield. I always try to stay, you know, a little bit personal with people, because we don't ever want to get to the point where we're not reachable, that you got to go through this channel and that channel. But sometimes people just need to hear a word that will cause them to catapult to their next, you know. And so they don't want to go through no manager company. You know what I mean? They want to talk to you. And I don't ever want to get to the point where people cannot reach me. And so that's how you can reach us. And you can get our music on all digital outlets. And you can, like I said, inbox me and we'll get you a hard copy if you're not computer savvy, and we'll make it happen. But please stay focused and stay connected.
Amen. And if there's anyone that would like to reach out to you to get their hair did, how are you safely receiving customers? How can they reach you for that?
Yes, you can just, again, reach me on social media, or you can visit my website, which is www.ssministriesdg.com, or you can call me. It's easy, 513-728-5205. But for booking information for Team COG, you can call 513-349-8423, Jerry Mickens. And again, don't hesitate to reach out.
Amen. Sawana of the Children of God, COG, as she affectionately calls them. I really appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule to just inspire us, talk to us, and give us the message behind the music. Thank you so much for joining us on Real Gospel.
Thank you so much for allowing us this opportunity. I appreciate you so much.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Men. And the Real Flashback Song of the Hour is on the way.